beautiful thing to do. So anyway, now we're going to do some meditation. So if you can all just, you're all sitting down already. Please try not to lie down because you usually fall asleep. And sit down. You can sit against the wall, lean against the wall if you need to. That's some of the best seats in the house next to the wall. Not many people use them. It's, oh, at the back they do. It's good. And then I will give a guided meditation about 15 minutes and then I'll be quiet to lead you by nature into a nice, peaceful, quiet state of mind. So if you'd like now to close your eyes. With your eyes closed, first of all, it's helpful to bring the attention onto your body, onto your posture. How are you sitting right now? And is this really comfortable? Sometimes the posture, the position of our body when we meditate, I've been meditating for about 55 years now. But nevertheless, every time I check my body, not only does this mean I can have a comfortable position to meditate in, but it also means I can develop two of the most important qualities of meditation. That's the mindfulness and the kindness. Put together, we call it kindfulness. So I start with the bottom of my body, the feet. It's like I ask my feet, how are you? Just asking a question connects you to that part of your body. And you can feel how your feet are. You may be sitting on a chair or sitting cross-legged on a stool. When I ask that question, it takes a minute or so. But then I can be aware of the feelings in my feet, in my toes, the soles of my feet, the heels, the uppers, the skin. And when I have that information, how my feet feel, then the kindness, the care, make sure that I make that feeling more comfortable. Is there anything I can do to my feet just to make them more at ease? And sometimes it doesn't need movement, just the mindfulness and the care kind of makes the feet relax. They don't have to be held tight. And I know that because when I start watching my feet, the feeling changes. It gets more at ease. This is what the mindfulness and kindness do. Relaxes the body to make it more comfortable, more easy, more healthy. And I go to my ankles. These joints in my body, they've each got their own feelings, their own kind of feeling. I know it's very hard to put it into words, but it's like ankle feeling. And I'm now being aware of that. Ankles, how are you? And when you become sensitive to these feelings in your body, it gives you the power to do healing, to relax. And I can feel those sensations in my ankles, honestly. And now I can relax everything down there. And I find this joyful. This body, which I make use of, I now make sure that I'm relaxing everything in it. You get to up the legs, the calves, and that includes the muscles and the skin around those lower legs and the bones and whatever else you can feel there. Special kind of calf feeling. And as I become aware of that, the kindness relaxes it. It's like my calves like sinking into a soft cushion. There's no tightness, no squashing, no stretching needed. They're at ease. More relaxed than even when you go to bed and fall asleep. Here those calves are deliberately brought to a state of ease and comfort. And then above those calves are my knees. I have fallen off ladders, had motorbike accidents when I was young, sports accidents. So the knees can get a lot of damage. Later on in life, you get things like arthritis. But now I look at both knees, feel them as clear as I possibly can. Like I ask my knees, how are you both? And I get an answer. The sensations in my knees become very clear to me. And I relax them. When I first started this, I never thought it was possible to relax something as your knees. But now you can do it. Aware of the feeling, kind, and it all gets very easy there. This also teaches me what kindness is. Kindness is something which gives confidence to the object of kindness. So it can ease off and relax. It doesn't have to be tight to protect itself. It's not sort of on guard. It's totally at ease. It makes my knees feel good. And I go up to my thighs. It's not just the thigh muscles. It's whatever else I can pick up in that area of my body, what I can be aware of. And as I'm aware of those muscles, I recognize them. This is thigh feelings. And again, I relax everything. The kindness, the care, the love, that's what relaxes things and makes things feel at ease. And when they feel comfortable, I go to my butt. My buttocks, just sitting on a cushion, a mat today. I can feel the pressure in those buttock muscles. And all I do now is not try and get rid of the pressure, but care for it, make sure it's nice and even. Because the thing with many of the feelings in the body, if they are even, they don't really change that much. They tend to disappear. When they disappear, everything is just so comfy. And the next, I go up past my buttocks to my waist. And those of you who come every week know at this point, I tend to stretch my back, which gives a lot of sense of ease to my waist. And then once I stretch that back, which takes effort, it's a doing, then I let go and my back relaxes. And this teaches me what letting go is, physical letting go. What was tight and stretched is now let go of, and it gets really relaxed and peaceful and easy. And then I go to the just above my waist and start scanning up my digestive tract. It's usually like scanning up the whole inner part of your torso. And if I see there's any part of my digestive tract, which is aching or hurting, what I do is I pause and I give a special loving kindness to that area. Not trying to get rid of any aches or pains, but just being with it and caring for it, relaxing it. I notice that whenever you see very kind doctors or nurses in hospitals, just like smiling at a patient makes their pain much less. Kindness is powerful. So I'm now aware, as I go up my torso, relaxing as I go. It's like expanding things, not squashing or stretching anything. I'm going on these feelings in the body and the emotional contentment which comes when everything gets relaxed. It's a delightful feeling to relax your own body. And I go up to my stomach and relax that. And nothing is being held tight. I go up to the lungs. When you're meditating, you're sitting still. So you don't have need for a strong metabolism. Even your breath does not need to be that strong or that much air being drawn into your body. You're not doing very much. Like a car not needing petrol because it's parked. So even my lungs are relaxed. But also I notice if you're any type of anxiety, your lungs take in more oxygen, which is quite disturbing. So you have this confidence. This meditation has been done for 25 centuries. It's safe, it's healthy. You just trust and let the lungs do the breathing. You just do the relaxing. And then from the lungs, go further up past the heart. The heart is just beating just quite calmly. There's no fear. And then get to my shoulders. And it's another good exercise which teaches you what letting go is. I scrunch up my shoulders now. That's not letting go. That's doing something again. But when I scrunch them up to the most scrunched they could ever be, I don't know if that word is accurate, but that's the only word you have for scrunching up the shoulders. And then I let go. And then my shoulders usually relax more than they were when they started. It's like rolling a ball uphill, and where it, when you let it go from the top of the hill, it falls down to a lower place than where you started. So my shoulders are really nicely relaxed now and ease. So then I go down my arms, and I make sure my arms are never much of a problem. But nevertheless, I would just notice the sensations in my upper arms. As I go past the elbows, anything going on there? Go down the forearms, knowing and relaxing, being kind. To the wrists, and then to the hands, with the fingers. Now there is a proper way to put your fingers in your meditating, but I don't follow proper ways. I just ask my hands and my fingers, are you comfortable there? Like I'd ask any one of you, are you comfortable? And then my hand and fingers told me just now, Yes, we're happy here, as we are. So I will leave you. And I go back up to my shoulders and my neck. Please be careful of your neck, because if your head's not in a good position, your neck can start to ache and be in pain. Especially if you do long periods of meditation. So at this point, I move my head to the left and the right, backwards and forwards, until I can find what I call the optimum place for my head this evening. Not too far forward, not too far back, not to the left, not to the right, but just where it feels the best. Then I go up to my head, my face, because there I can be mindful of the feelings around the eyes, along the head, the forehead, around the nose and the mouth, the sensations in your face. And these aren't hard to relax. I loosen those muscles around the eyes without opening the eyes, and around the mouth too. I usually like to put a small smile on my mouth if I possibly can. But I enjoy meditation, look forward to it, so of course I will smile. And then once I've relaxed the feelings in the face, I look at my whole body, just as a unit, joined together, one thing. If there's anything which I've missed out on, some part which I haven't relaxed, I go to that and relax that too. And I'm always fascinated by this, but really enjoy it. Once I've relaxed all the parts of my body, and now I can experience it as a whole, I get this pleasure, the delight of relaxation. My body feels joyful, delightful. I was afraid of that at first. I thought that leads to some sort of attachment, but it doesn't. It leads to a letting go, a deeper letting go. When I focus on the delight of relaxation, the relaxation goes deeper. And I become very peaceful. It feels good. Because I notice the delight of a relaxed body, I don't need to think or wander off anywhere. The meditation is satisfying. I don't need to go anywhere else. And this often happens naturally. Now my body is at ease. I can turn to my mind to get close to that mind. I ask myself this simple question, how peaceful am I right now? Once you start to notice peace in the mind, you're turning your mindfulness on to an important part of your mind, the peace or the lack of it. What brings peace to grow in the mind? Kindness is important, to learn how to open the door of your heart, this beautiful sense of acceptance to whatever's happening. If it's the noise of snoring, the noise of cars outside, the noise of people moving. The noise of mobile phones. You open the door of your heart to that. You find if you get irritated by it, you lose your peace. This is nature. It's part of life. You make peace with it. And then your mind becomes more and more peaceful. And you start to notice what peace feels like, its emotional quality, which is also just so joyful. It's not boring, it's not bland. It's very alive with delight. You also find that peace only exists in the present moment. You're actually experiencing what's happening right now. And the silence when you don't try and find words to describe it. You're just enjoying this moment. And next, what usually happens, you start to become aware of your breathing. It's one of the only things left moving. Just watch the breath go in. Watch the breath go out. Not trying to hold it, but allowing it to be. Inviting it in, if it wants to. And then you just continue in this moment, silent, peaceful, not complaining, not saying anything inside. And see where that takes you. I will be quiet now until the end of the meditation.
Okay. I usually ring the gong. But the laughter came instead. So again, thank you all for meditating. You can now open your eyes.